Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m., a high near 51. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. A low around 35. Chance of precipitation is 90%. A tenth or a quarter of an inch may fall. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 47. And in the news for today, polls are open until 8 p.m. this evening for voting in the spring nonpartisan general election. The Nearly Noon News will report the results on Wednesday's broadcast. In other state news, in a follow-up to a report from late last week in WisPolitics Online News, the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday denied Democratic Governor Tony Evers' motion to provide more evidence to sway the court to choose his 10-year legislative maps 1 week after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected them. The court provided no explanation in its denial, but Evers' last rejection came after the Republican-controlled legislature, which wants the court to choose its maps, asked the court to deny Evers' Thursday motion. The legislature argued, in part, that the court never ordered Evers to submit more evidence. The legislature also said Evers could have submitted his evidence months ago. Last Thursday, a week after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the maps, Evers argued that his maps are the only ones before the court that follow federal law outlawing discriminatory voting practices. His motion came after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the state high court did not properly determine whether Evers' maps, which create a new 7th black majority assembly district in Milwaukee, comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act. The U.S. Supreme Court order stipulated that the state high court can choose another map or take additional evidence if it prefers to reconsider Evers' maps, but stated in their ruling, any new analysis, however, must comply with our equal protection jurisprudence, end quote. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's Friday decision to reject Evers' motion is a likely sign that the court won't ask the litigants for more evidence to support their maps. The court could still choose Evers' maps by digging into the evidence Evers and other litigants already provided to suggest the 7th Black Majority Assembly. Otherwise, the court can still choose Evers' maps and say they did so solely based on Evers' maps providing the least change to the current legislative maps. Again, some information for this report came with permission from WisPolitics Online. And in another action taken by Governor Evers from last week, the governor vetoed the so-called riot bill that passed the state legislature on party lines, saying that the measure duplicated existing law and that it also could be used to infringe on the First Amendment rights of peaceful protesters. Senate Bill 296 created a definition of riot and would have authorized criminal charges against participants in a protest at which rioting broke out. Critics of the legislation warned that it left the door open to criminalizing nonviolent protest. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.